Hello, this is Mana Jo Green, Clearwater Environmental Action Director, and this is your environment. Happy 2012. This could at last be the year that we decide to close Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant and start the process to bring about sustainable, clean energy economy for the Hudson Valley and for the region. Indian Point is at the end of its 20-year lifespan and was never designed to operate longer than that. The operating license for its two reactors will expire in 2013 and 2015. So this is the year the Nuclear Regulatory Commission will rule on whether to extend them for another 20 years or shut down the plant. Clearwater, along with Riverkeeper and the state of New York, is intervening in the relicensing decision process. We are presenting evidence and arguments that the NRC has to consider, showing why Indian Point must be closed. Cited in the most densely populated area of any U.S. nuclear power plant, 25 miles from north of Manhattan, Indian Point is an aging, leaking, deteriorating facility built near the intersection of two earthquake fault lines and a gas pipeline. As it ages and keeps on making more and more highly radioactive spent fuel, it's storing it on site, and this poses a growing threat to the public health and safety. It is now storing three times the radioactivity of the Fukushima complex right in our midst. In fact, the consequences of a serious accident or incident at Indian Point would be much worse than Fukushima. The surrounding population is much denser than in Fukushima, and it would be virtually impossible to evacuate the 20 million people who live or work within a 50-mile radius of Indian Point. Our roads would be gridlocked. Our hospitals and emergency facilities would be quickly overwhelmed. People without cars or who are disabled or who don't speak English well would be at an even greater disadvantage. Studies estimate a serious accident at Indian Point could kill many tens of thousands in the short term, causing hundreds of thousands of long-term cancers and rendering New York City and much of the Hudson Valley uninhabitable. Even without that sort of accident, studies show that planned and unplanned discharges of radioactive steam and water are causing increased rates of thyroid cancer, childhood leukemia, and related diseases. Indian Point's cooling system draws 2.5 billion gallons of water a day, killing billions of fish, eggs, and larvae each year, while 10 of the 13 Hudson River signature fish are in decline despite our best efforts to restore the ecosystem. Indian Point is an unacceptable and growing threat to the Hudson Valley. Elevated cancer rates, water contamination, environmental damage, and increased risk of more dangerous releases are far too high a price to pay for an obsolete plant whose power we don't even need. The good news is clean, renewable energy generation and energy efficiency are readily available and can easily replace and exceed the nuclear power generated by Indian Point without increasing our use of fossil fuel. Efficiency upgrades and newer, safer, greener capacity are under construction or in the planning stages right now and can get us there. All we have to do is make the decision that this is the kind of future we want to invest in. So this year, we will choose between two clear alternatives. Continue to live with the environmental and health impacts of Indian Point for another 20 years and run a growing risk of a serious accident, or start the transition to a green energy economy that will provide many thousands of jobs, environmental benefits, and a sustainable future. Germany and Japan have chosen this path. The Hudson Valley can too, and become a model for New York State and the nation. 2012 is the year we will make the choice. So happy New Year, and may we choose wisely. This is Mana Jo Green, and this has been Your Environment.